And here he is, Kyle Rudolph, joining us now, the tight end for the Minnesota Vikings, doing the icky shuffle. Let me ask you about your injury situation. Limited in practice yesterday. Do you anticipate being ready to go and as close to full strength as one can be against the Packers on Saturday?
Absolutely. I had a great plan last week, and, you know, our training staff and doctors executed it perfectly, and was a little sore after the game, but nothing that I think would keep me from playing against the Packers this weekend.
It really has been a dream season for you guys. You're playing great since week 12. Nobody has more receiving touchdowns than you do. You had four guys named to the Pro Bowl, but I'm looking at the list of guys who didn't make the Pro Bowl, one of them being you, one of them being your quarterback, Case Keenum. Harrison Smith didn't get a vote either. Does that kind of sit in your craw a little bit when you don't get voted in?
Yeah, it's definitely disappointing. I know you named Case and Harrison, and I think both of those guys were very deserving. You look at our defense, and there's so many guys over there that I believe are deserving of nods and, you know, deserve to be recognized as Pro Bowl players. Harrison's just one of those guys. You also can look at Eric Kendricks, Linval Joseph. So I understand how it goes. There's only, you know, a handful of spots that guys can get. I think the Vikings deserve more than four, though.
Well, your season has been unbelievable. And offensively, I can't think of another team in the modern era that essentially is going with the guy who was their third-string quarterback, if you put Teddy up and Sam above him, and played as well as Case Keenum has this year. And you guys have a great synergy. What is it about Case that has allowed him to be so effective in Minnesota?
Well, I think it's the way Case prepares. He prepares as hard, if not harder, than any quarterback that I've been around. And then if you watch Case play, he likes to run around a little bit, and he uses his legs to extend plays. So he's been huge for us. He's had a few really big runs, but more times than not, when he's running around to extend the play to throw the ball downfield, and that's been a big dynamic for us on offense.
You ripped off a lot of names on both sides of the ball for the Vikings. I'm curious if there's one guy during training camp that you line up against, you say, gosh, I have to block him again.
Well, not even necessarily blocking. You know, obviously we have great rushers, Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter. But a guy that I actually went to college with as well is Harrison Smith. And, you know, Harrison's a guy that I've been going against since I stepped foot on campus in South Bend. And, you know, I'm glad I only have to go against him in practice because, you know, I wouldn't want to face him in a game.
You're the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee this year for the Minnesota Vikings. Very involved. Just opened Kyle Rudolph's end zone at the Children's Hospital. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
You know, it was an idea of a space that my wife Jordan and I came up with, and we've done a lot of work at the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital, and for people who don't know, I'm the sibling of a childhood cancer survivor. So my brother was born with cancer and is a survivor and is healthy as can be now. So kids' charities and children's hospitals are very near and dear to our hearts, and you know, we just wanted to make the kids' time at the children's hospital that much better. And that's all we can do when we try to visit the hospital and make their days, make their holidays a little brighter.
Well, you lived it obviously with your brother. Is there a story or a particular moment that sticks out on one of your visits to the hospital?
Actually, our most recent visit, we were down on Tuesday, and I was spending time with a two-year-old girl named Emma and talking to her mom and dad, and they just found out on Wednesday that she was diagnosed with the exact same cancer that my brother beat. So it was awesome to be able to share my family story and my brother's story with them, give them a little strength and encouragement for their battle they're about to endure.
Well, I know everybody in the Twin Cities appreciates what you're doing. We appreciate what you're doing. And I can't tell you how much fun it's been to watch you, this offense and defense of the Minnesota Vikings this year. You guys have a lot of fans all over the country, not just there in Minnesota.
Oh, well, thank you so much.